The FT.
Hundreds of Iraqis are reported to be trapped near Ramadi since the city, just an hour from Baghdad, fell into the hands of ISIS jihadi forces at the weekend. During the past month, over 100,000 people have left the city, but locals say hundreds remain stuck on the outskirts with nowhere to go. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is Erica Solomon, who's been speaking to some of the residents. Erica, what did the people you spoke to tell you about the conditions in the city?
The conditions are obviously, as you might expect, very bad inside the city. Most civilians say they fled. They're now in a few districts, as they call them, outside of the city of Ramadi. And they say that they're in a way trapped because ISIS is advancing through Ramadi. It basically has control of the city. It claims to be in full control of the city. And they want to get out, but they say that they can't get to Baghdad or via another road to the nearby city of Karbala. We haven't been able to get a confirmation or denial or anything from government officials yet. But this is what both people from Ramadi and also local charities are telling us that they're hearing as well. And basically, inside of Ramadi, ISIS has taken control of dozens of military vehicles, tanks, armored vehicles. They've got pictures up on the internet showing their fighters with them, and they've got stacks and stacks and stacks of bullets, warehouses, which to many people sort of reminds them of the days of Mosul almost a year ago when ISIS did a surprise offensive and took over many cities in northern Iraq, and the army seemed to basically disappear and flee. And this is what residents say happened in Ramadi as well. The army fled overnight. They had to escape. They say sometimes even their cars were taken by some soldiers who were trying to get out. And there were bodies, you know, in the streets. One person sent me a picture of piles of bodies, including women and children, saying that they didn't have time to take each one separately for burial. They had to gather them, throw them in a truck, and take them out to a cemetery closer to the desert so that they could avoid the fighting. So as you can imagine, the situation is very bad. And for the people stuck in these outskirt areas, not yet in anyone's control, really, they say they don't have enough food or water. They say there are people who have been injured and can't get medical care because no one is there. Everyone, most security forces have fled.
Did they say what it was that had caused the city to fall so suddenly?
It's funny because I feel like we keep asking this question when it comes to these cities falling in Iraq. This is what happened in Mosul and several other cities last summer. And now people are asking the same question again. How suddenly did the city fall? Now, in the case of Mosul, it was a bit more of a surprise. But I think to people from Anbar province, the province of which Ramadi is the provincial capital, it really wasn't a surprise. It was just a matter of time. ISIS has taken over most of Anbar province. And according to what locals say, they say, look, we've been warning everyone that while they're celebrating these victories against ISIS in northern Iraq, they took back, for example, the city of Tikrit in the past few months, we've been having ISIS advances in Anbar, so nobody is paying attention. There's a few reasons why that might be. U.S. officials say that it's not as critical, that it's not as big a deal as some people make it out to be. Locals say that it's a matter still of a lack of trust between Iraq's two main sects, the Sunni and the Shia. The Shia are the majority and they dominate the government, and the Sunni, who are the minority in Iraq, but they make up most of Anbar province. And because of tensions with the government and a feeling of discrimination that many Sunnis have, a lot of Sunnis in Anbar joined ISIS. And those who didn't say, we're the best option you have for fighting them because we are the same tribes that helped the United States during its occupation of Iraq push out Al-Qaeda in 2006. So you need to rely on us again. And of course, you can imagine that given this sectarian dimension and the distrust between the two sides, the government still seems reluctant to do that. And there hasn't been enough pressure from the international community to make them work more with these local tribes that might have a better chance of pushing out ISIS.
So has the government effectively given the city up?
I don't think they've given it up. They do seem to have mostly lost control of the city. They say that they're now sending in the popular mobilization forces, as they call them, which is mostly volunteer Shia militias that have helped the army, and in fact are more powerful and probably organized than the army, in winning back other areas from ISIS. But that in and of itself is a complicated thing, because sending in these Shia forces that are widely described as a very sectarian group of people into a largely Sunni area to fight ISIS is invariably going to cause potential sectarian tensions and even bloodshed. When Tikrit was taken back by the Iraqi army, there were wide reports of looting by the popular militias and by officials even executing people. And people in Ramadi really don't expect anything different should the popular mobilization forces enter their areas. That said, they say that despite that, they're going to accept the help because they just don't see what other choice they have.
And, of course, presumably the Americans are not too happy either, because these militias are Iranian-backed, and this must increase the influence of Iran in the country.
That will certainly be a concern for the U.S. and its allies if this means that Iran can exert more influence in yet another part of Iraq. It's still not clear what will happen. I'm sure that right now we will see a push by Sunni tribes in Iraq to finally get the arms that they've been promised since the new government in Iraq was formed this fall. They were told they would be given a bigger role to fight ISIS, and that was hoped to be a way to include more Sunnis and prevent them from joining ISIS. So I'm sure what we might see some people try and do is make that actually start happening. But of course, people in Ramadi, people in Anbar say that's probably at this point going to be too late.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.